From the Hawk's Nest, high atop old Barney, 105.7 The Hawk takes flight with another hour of classic rock. Streaming live on the Radio Pop app for smartphones. And on your computer at 105.7thehawk.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk. 105.7 The Hawk. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, and powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka, and Matt Harmon talk Shore Conference High School Football on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
On the 15th of November, a cool, crisp Thursday night, we are live inside the warmth of Baker's Water Street Grill in Toms River for the Barnabas Health High School Football Show. And delighted you can join us along the way as we talk high school football between now and 8:30 on playoff eve. Kevin Williams, along with the coach, Ed Sarluka, my broadcasting colleague, Matt Harmon, joined on site by our, I can't even call him a special guest because he's our guy. Scott Stump from All Shore Media. And, of course, ShoreSportsNetwork.com. And tonight we will certainly get into the NJSIAA football playoffs, which 24 hours from now will be kicking off at sites all across the state. We'll chat with two coaches who will go head-to-head tomorrow night, Long Branch's Danny George and Mattawan's John Kay. We'll also have a couple of Huskies with us from Mattawan, Seamus Weldon and Dan Inkle. Later on, of course, our spot with Monmouth coach Kevin Callahan. Point Pleasant Beach co-captain Andre Cochran as the Garnet Gulls begin their bid for a Central Jersey Group 1 crown tomorrow night at home against South River in a game we'll broadcast on 105.7 The Hawk. And, of course, the always entertaining high school football picks coming up at the end. We are joined, of course, as always, by our main guy Tom Trebley here, Lauren Bajica back at the studios of 105.7 The Hawk, and happy Thursday evening, boys.
Looking forward to getting it up and rolling tomorrow night.
Playoff football. It's about time, huh?
Well, we're a week later than usual. Yep. We would have been in round two this weekend, but obviously the football schedule severely altered and impacted by Hurricane Sandy and the nor'easter that would follow. But it was good to get everyone back on the field, or almost everyone back on the field last week. Couple of games canceled. We'll talk about one of those a little bit later on. And I'll just ask all of you, because we were all out and about and seeing games, did you get a sense that it was different last week with the week off and in some cases a couple of weeks off for teams?
Oh, I definitely thought the football quality of the football wasn't as good, I don't think. You know, and now you've got teams, for instance, the one we're going to focus on tonight, Mattawan and Long Branch, they haven't played in 3 weeks. That's going to make it's going to have a big influence on what happens tomorrow.
And the game that we're going to see tomorrow night, Point Beach, I mean, they haven't played in three weeks
exactly.
Either. And you'd have to think if that's going to affect anything. And you know, Kevin, I mean, talking about last week a little bit, it's hard, I think, not to mention the inspirational win of the week, which was Manasquan beating Rumson Fairhaven and knocking the Bulldogs from the unbeatens and getting themselves a spot in the playoffs.
And, you know, Scott, I don't know if you could say any one community was more impacted because, you know, everyone was, if not directly, indirectly. We know about certain areas. I mean, Union Beach, Point Pleasant Beach, Ortley Seaside, Long Beach Island, but obviously Manasquan was a community that had a major impact, the storm, and then, of course, the snow and the field and all of that, and, I mean, that is an epic Manasquan win, like in the annals of Warrior football history.
Absolutely. I mean, I covered that game, so I was there, and what an incredible scene. I mean, they waived the admission fee so that everyone can instead give money to hurricane relief, and you know, Coach Jay Price was going to give game balls to the mayors of the six towns that are all in the sending district of Manasquan. And, I mean, these are coaches that have won multiple state titles, and a lot of them were saying this might be a game they remember more than anything just because of all the emotion involved in it. I mean, kids that made plays, big plays in the games, were kids that had 4 feet of water in their homes a week before, or, you know, Connor Grogan had a huge catch and an interception. He couldn't even get into his house for 5 days after the storm. So you're right. Whereas everyone affected, I mean, you only had to drive around the corner to see piles of debris in front of people's houses on their curb, everything they owned, you know. So to me, I think another thing is there was so much emotion last week. How do you gear it back up again after a win like that? I mean, I know it's the playoffs and you're getting excited, but I also feel like that could take a lot out of you physically and emotionally in a game like that. And now you got to go on the road. I mean, we know how much magic has happened at Vic Caboo Warrior Field. Now you got to go on the road to Nottingham in Central Jersey Group 3. But on the flip side, a victory like that could be the springboard that sends you on a Cinderella run. So we'll see what happens with the Warriors.
And, you know, one of the things that I think is so interesting is Manasquan, you know, if you just said a town with a school in it, it's usually just impacting one town. But, Scott, as you said, I mean, six different towns send to Manasquan, and basically all six of those towns, in a way, were wiped out. You know, I mean, Belmar, Spring Lake, Manasquan, Brielle, Spring Lake Heights, I mean, they all took such a hit from this. So you've got kids from, and I know it's a pretty small area if you think mileage wise, but six different towns all basically on the coast and all impacted. It really was a great story, and somewhere up in the sky, Vic Caboo has a big smile on his face because you know, that, I'm sure that field was exactly the way that he wanted it for games like that.
And I think the interesting thing on, you know, sort of hanging over it and talking to the kids, this would have only been the second time since 1988 that Manasquan would have missed the playoffs. And that's a town where you do not miss the postseason. So I definitely think that was a little bit of a motivator too, but definitely just an amazing scene. You know, one of those scenes where people are just kind of spontaneously breaking out in tears, and coaches that you see never show emotion or breaking down. But I think, you know, and it was against a school whose towns were also affected. I mean, Rumson, you know, was hit very hard, you know, and had residents dealing with a lot of things. But I think it just meant so much more to Manasquan. We'll see, you know, if that's the kind of thing that, you know, is the beginning of an incredible story.
Scott, let me ask you this. You were at that game. How much was the home field advantage on that day? In other words, based on what you saw, if those teams played at Rumson, what do you think would have happened?
I think it was a big difference because Rumson runs a timed passing game. A lot of their routes are crisp, and they play on artificial turf at Rumson. So, you know, kids that might have tried to get out of their breaks and slipped and fell, you know, there were a lot of, and they were afraid to call a lot of sideline routes or any kind of hitch routes because if a receiver slipped and the Manasquan D-back is just sitting there, that's 6 points the other way. So I definitely think it changed the way that Rumson was able to call its offensive game. And we know Danny Roberto, their quarterback, John Ryan, those are the big weapons on that team. So I think, yes, the field played a very big role in that win.
I mean, in the big picture, Ed, if you're a Shore Conference football fan, it actually worked out pretty well because we here in Monmouth and Ocean County, we actually got an extra team in the playoffs. Rumson had already kind of cemented their spot more or less in Central Jersey Group 2, and not having Manasquan in the playoffs would be something that's pretty rare. And the way that their season has gone up until that point, I mean, they squeak in at 4-4, but I think they'll take it.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I think, as Scott said, they have to go to Nottingham, who a lot of people believe could be the best team in that bracket, even though Allentown is seeded number one. Those,
yeah, but there's always Mercer County hype
County,
that
exactly.
The air comes out of that balloon
a lot
of times.
I totally agree.
If that was, you know, one of the highlights of the weekend because of the result and all of that, was Colts-Necks win over Middletown South maybe the defining win? I mean, did we all think that Colts Neck was going to end up whooping up on them pretty good?
You know, I picked Colts Neck to win, but did I think it was going to be by 21 or 19 points, I believe it was?
28-9.
Yeah, I mean, I just controlled the game. Middletown South did have some crucial turnovers in the red zone that swung things a little bit, but, you know, I think Colts Neck is just for some reason one of these teams. I mean, I've now ranked them number 4 because I've seen them a couple times. They're a legitimately good team. But I don't know. It was weird. It's like they've snuck up on people. They have a very solid quarterback. The senior Mike Campbell is having a great year. Senior Tim Vangelis, one of the best wide receivers in the Shore. I believe he leads the Shore in touchdown catches. And then obviously you have Anthony Gargiulo in the backfield there. But their defense is very underrated as well. They have an excellent linebacking core. They get to the passer. They can defend down the field. You know, I think that they may be taking that next step forward as a program. They've only won one playoff game in their history, and that was way back in 2000. So, but I think they're a team that's capable of making the championship game in Central Jersey Group 4.
Yeah, their only loss has been to Manalapan in a game that I did attend a couple weeks back, and they were good enough to win that football game. They had that game wrapped up until late in the in the ball game, and Manalapan kept their poise and pulled it out. But you know, Manalapan, who is probably the Central Jersey Group 5 favorite going into the playoffs right now. And I think Colts Neck could possibly make a little run in their division. They are a very good football team, and they impressed me that day against Manalapan, even though they came out on the losing end.
Really big win in a game that we had talked about, kind of the renewing of the rivalry, so to speak, with Toms River North beating Toms River South. Was extremely impressed with what North did. I mean, the Indians had been so hot, and again, both of those teams getting their way into the playoffs, but I thought that win was extremely important for North, Kevin, to kind of get their season turned around a little bit.
And it seems like no team maybe benefited from the week off more than Toms River North. Toms River South wanted to play that game the week before. Red hot, three in a row, Toms River North reeling. I think it gave them a chance to settle everything down and kind of start over again. I've got to believe if those teams had played the week before, the result might have been different.
Absolutely, and I think that got back to what we talked about last week. Will the storm affect these teams momentum-wise? And I think that was the ultimate example.
Well, I think a team that's kind of flown under the radar a little bit this year and is having a very good season are the Green Wave of Long Branch. They are 7-1, getting set for a huge game tomorrow night at home against Mattawan, kind of a back-to-back games for the Green Wave against the Huskies. The last one was pretty darn good, a 24-21 win. Their head coach in his 14th season with the Green and White is Danny George, good enough to join us for a couple of minutes tonight. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thank you for having me on. We're excited to get back on the field.
Danny, your voice for this kind of time of year is actually pretty good. The couple of weeks off had to benefit your voice for sure.
Oh, there's no question about that. There's no question about that. But, you know, it's that time of the year. There's some dew in the air. Kids are excited. Kids are fired up. And it's playoff time.
Got the first question I have to ask you before we move to the other guys has to be that, boy, it seems like it's been a long layoff for you. October 26th, how big of a concern is that?
I mean, I think, you know, it's a big concern. But, you know, Mattawan has the same layoff, you know. And I think one of the things you try to as a coach, you know, the more you coach, realize you just can't control some things. You know, we couldn't control it. We couldn't control with the storm, and we just focus on what we can control. And that was getting healthy, number one. And number two, we worked on some conditioning. And then we worked on some good techniques. So it was a good period for us. You know, in the back of your mind, you just want to make sure everything's okay, but there's no guarantees.
Danny, my first question will be a personal one. I know you still run the beach down in Long Branch, correct?
I do, yes, I do.
And how did they make out down there, Pier Village and the rest of the area down there? Did they take a big hit?
We took a big hit, but, you know, we're fortunate in Long Branch. Our beachfront is pretty elevated. It's pretty high. So we had trouble with our boardwalk area, but Pier Village made out very well. You know, all that new construction made out very well. What got banged was a little bit of North Long Branch, 7 Presidents, you know, into Monmouth Beach, where the elevation's a little bit lower, and unfortunately, you know, lost some houses and some property there.
Coach, when you think about your season up until this point, I mean, 7-1, the little blip on the radar earlier against Neptune, which was obviously a big game, but boy, since that point, You know, I guess sometimes they say you can learn a lot about yourself in a game that you lose. Is that the case when you can think back to how the season has now kind of rolled along when you guys did lose that game?
No question. You know, I mean, you know, in the perfect season, you know, everybody is undefeated and you don't lose at all. But, you know, we needed to change some things. We needed to focus on some things. And, you know, and honestly, you know, Neptune is an extremely aggressive attacking style team. And, you know, they jumped on us early. And, you know, before we turned around, we knew what was going on. We were down 21-0. And we found out even in the game, before it ended, we found out a lot about our team a little bit. You know, that could have got 40 or 50 real easy. And, you know, we settled in and ended up walking out with a 28-14 loss. And, you know, our kids, you know, felt like, hey, you know, if we got an opportunity to get back to them, you know, things could be a little bit different. But knowing our schedule and the teams we played, there's no guarantees there. And I think, but as a coach, you get nervous about now you're in elimination time, you know. You can't afford a really bad quarter. You can't afford a really bad half. You know, you play a nine-to-one team that, you know, that was a war the last time we played them. So now you just got to make sure you were focused and ready to play serious ball tomorrow night.
And, Coach, obviously a big question. You know, in the preseason you had your star tailback, Dwight Clark, go down with a broken bone in his ankle. I'm sure a lot of people want to know, you know, is he going to be coming back for this game? He hasn't played all season. And how do you incorporate him back into an offense that already has two excellent backs in Deion Williams and Jaceel Jackson?
Well, you know, Dwight has been practicing full gear, you know, working hard. And, you know, if anybody can do it, it's these group of kids. And I say that because so much has to do with chemistry. I don't have to tell you that. I don't care if it's high school, college, the chemistry. They're all best friends, Dwight, Jaceel, and Deion. And, you know, just having them back in practice and the kids feeding off his energy has been great. And, you know, we're going to, you know, I think one of the things that made us a special offensive team this year was who you stop. And, you know what I mean? We weren't a one-man show, you know, and we got great, great play from our fullback as well as our tailback, and our quarterback has played pretty darn well. So I think it's balance. I think it's, you know, when you're tough to stop offensively, you're balanced, and not just between run and pass, but you're balanced who's getting the football.
Danny, what do you expect out of Matt on Friday night?
Make sure he knows that Coach K is here.
Yeah, Coach K is sitting about 5 feet away, too, with a couple of his players. He's on right after you. So say what you want. Go ahead.
No, I knew Coach was going to be down there. You know, it's so exciting, you know, Mattawan Long Branch. I mean, some of my greatest memories of the games that we've played against one another. They're down to the wire. They're tough. They're hard fought, you know. It's exciting, you know. It's difficult, you know. I think, you know, I don't think either one of us wanted to play each other opening. We wouldn't mind playing in the finals, but, you know, but it's a tough draw. There's just no question about it.
Yeah, here's a question that you probably really can't answer until about 10:30 tomorrow night, but obviously when you played 3 weeks ago, you beat them 24-21. So we always wonder, who has the advantage in the rematch? Is it a case of your kids are confident that they've already won one, or does Mattawan have the advantage in that, hey, you know what, we build off that one, we get them back now, it's a bigger one. Is there an advantage, you think, at all?
You know, I think, you know, as coaches, we kind of spin it both ways, you know what I mean? I know Mattawan he's got to feel good about how they played us. They played us tough. They could have easily won the football game. And I think that's how we're kind of prepared. You know, our kids realize that it was anybody's ball game. You know, it comes down to three or four plays, you know, and you know, either one of those plays in any direction, the ball game could have been a lot different. And they know that. That's what they're telling their kids, and that's what we're telling our kids. You know, I think
Danny,
it's as even as a match as you're going to find in the opening round.
Danny, most schools didn't get on the field that first week after the storm, you know, and maybe, you know, half speed that second week. How did you treat the 3 weeks? You know, did you get on the field at all during that first week?
We did not. We did some. We were able to get in. The school would do, you know, workouts, running, lifting, those kind of things, and some just individual skill stuff. But we didn't get on it as a team. We, you know, there's so much disarray
right.
with everything in our area that, you know, they're trying to still locate some kids. But but from that spot, you know, the second week we got back to work.
Well, it all starts tomorrow night. Your bid for a third sectional championship at the school, home against Mattawan, really should be the marquee matchup of the weekend, certainly featuring a couple of local teams. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes tonight, and we wish you all the best tomorrow and the rest of the season. Understand I'm going to say the same thing to Coach K in a few minutes.
Thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for having us on and doing all you do for football, because it's a special sport, I know, and it's an exciting time, playoffs, and you guys do a great job. Thanks a million. Have a good night.
Thanks, Danny. Good night to you, too. There's Danny George, who's voice usually by this time of year. We were fortunate, I'm telling you, a couple of weeks off helped him because, and then he goes right to wrestling.
Goes right to wrestling, and, you know, how he does it, I don't know. I mean, you know, from the beach, you know what it's like working, running a beach, the size, you know, our partner over here runs one of them in Seagirt, you know, but Long Branch, quite a lot, bigger area to cover, and he just goes from there, and he's got football practice, he's going back and forth to the beach, and I mean, he's one of the hardest working guys in the Shore, that's for sure.
It's a Long Branch guy through and through.
Yes,
oh, absolutely. Oh, the whole family. Listen, you know, I mean, synonymous with that area. And again, we're not going to spend too much more time on the game because we'll have Coach K and a couple of his players on a little bit later in a few minutes. But, I mean, Scott, that has all the makings of a classic just based on the last one.
Yeah, I mean, and like Coach George said, it's always one of those games where records go out the window and kids just play above their ability. When you think about it, how they won the last one, sophomore
Vicente Mota.